could tell Greta Ingrid. My Swedish isn't good enough. I could talk to Rachel. Yeah, right. I could say I'd heard bad things about Andy. It would only make him more attractive. I could maybe tell her what happened. As if she'd listen. What if she told Andy? What would he do? There isn't much room for pacing. I take 2 steps, turn, 2 steps back. I bang my shin against the chair. Stupid room. What a dumb idea, sitting in a closet like this. I flop in the chair. It whooshes out old janitor smells. Feet, beef jerky, shirts left in the washer too long. The turkey bone sculpture gives off a faint, rotting odor. 3 baby food jars of potpourri don't make a dent in the stink. Maybe there's a dead rat decomposing in the wall, right near the hot air vent. Maya Angelou watches me, 2 fingers on the side of her face. It is an intelligent pose. Maya wants me to tell Rachel.
I like what Melinda says about the Maya Angelou poster. Maya Angelou watches me, 2 fingers on the side of her face. It is an intelligent pose. Maya wants me to tell Rachel. What's interesting is that in real life, the poet Maya Angelou had an experience similar to Melinda's. When Maya Angelou was a young girl, she was sexually assaulted by her mother's boyfriend. He told her that if she told anyone about what happened, he would kill her brother. Maya told her brother anyway. Not long after, several men came after her mother's boyfriend and killed him. Maya felt she was responsible, that her words had caused someone's death, so she literally stopped speaking. It wasn't until years later, when a teacher helped Maya come to terms with what happened, that Maya spoke again. This is why the author put a Maya Angelou poster in Melinda's closet. The 2 women, one real and 1 fictional, were both afraid to speak after being sexually assaulted. Let's keep reading. We're in the middle of page 151, where it says, I take off
my sweatshirt. My t-shirt sticks to me. They still have the heat running full blast, even though it's warm enough to crack open the windows. That's what I need, a window. As much as I complain about winter, cold air is easier to breathe, slipping like silver mercury down my lungs and out again. April is humid, with slush evaporating or rain drizzling. A warm, moldy washcloth of a month. The edges of my pictures curl in the damp. There has been some progress in this whole tree project, I guess. Like Picasso, I've gone through different phases. There's the confused period, when I wasn't sure what the assignment really was. The spaz period, when I couldn't draw a tree to save my life. The dead period, when all my trees looked like they